this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. Of course, we always have a special guest for you. And a program note, next week in this hour, our guest will be Dinesh D'Souza. So make a note to be with us next week. An incredibly popular guy that we've been wanting to get on before he becomes too big and too famous to want to talk to us. His name is Jason Stapleton. He's a former Marine. He's traveled around the world. He also has a podcast. He also knows how to trade the Forex. He's got a lot of really interesting opinions and insights, a tremendously popular podcast. And Jason Stapleton is with us for the first time. Good to have you with us, sir.
Man, thank you so very much for having me on. It's great. Thanks so much.
You know, my daughter, who is 27, she started sending me episodes of your podcast a few months ago. Dad, you got to listen to this guy. And then I started hearing, I think it was a radio ad that you're using to promote your podcast, which I think is brilliant, you know, to use a radio ad or maybe online radio. I forget where I heard it, but I started hearing that, and I'm starting to hear more things about you. And I'm like, man, this guy's part of the zeitgeist. We got to bring him on and talk to him. So I want to use most of this first segment to just talk about you as a person, because I'm reading this here. You were in special operations with the Marines. And you're an expert at trading the Forex. You've got some online courses. You've got a tremendous following in social media and also podcasting. So let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your upbringing. Where are you from originally?
Yeah, I'm from Southwest Kansas. I'm from a little town called Sublette. That's where I grew up. And then we moved to Kansas City when I was a teenager, and I joined the Marine Corps the day after I graduated from high school. And I ended up I started out in the infantry, went on to work in a sniper team for a little while, and then joined a reconnaissance unit. And in every branch of service has a special operations unit, special forces unit. And in the Army, it's actually called special forces, and in the Navy, you're called Navy SEALs. And in the Marines, you're called force reconnaissance. And so that's what I did. I did mainly counterterrorism and hostage rescue. And then when I got out of the Marines, I went downrange as a private military contractor working for the State Department in a security capacity. I did high threat security for the diplomats who were working as part of the provincial reconstruction team, building roads and digging wells. All those people had to have protection when they were in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so I did that. And after I got done with that, I started trading, and actually I was doing the trading while I was downrange, and got pretty good at it. So I left the contracting business and started trading professionally, and then started a company that teaches people how to do that. And from there, to make a long story boring, I decided, well, why not talk about politics and economics, because those are two things I know a little bit about after working in the currency markets. And I felt like I had something to say, so I started a podcast, and it kind of exploded. So
wow. So you you could go in any number of directions. I'm a third degree black belt in Taekwondo. I also teach firearms for the NRA. So I'm just thinking, like a guy like you, you could probably have your own, you know, kind of weekend course on self-defense or something with all of your knowledge in special operations.
Absolutely. And we partnered with guys. I have some good friends who most of the guys I worked with downrange were all former special operations guys. And some of them have started programs that do a phenomenal job of teaching people. And yeah, that's certainly a way that I could go. My wife wouldn't like that nearly as much as me being home every night, but I suppose it's possible.
Yeah. Now my son, who he grew up here in Florida and went to UCF, graduated. He just recently left us and moved to New Orleans. He's got a beautiful 10th floor apartment, a block from the Bourbon Street and all of that. So he's in heaven. He's a trumpet player. So he loves that scene. But I was looking at an article the other day of all these kind of smaller cities like New Orleans. Kansas City was on that list, where the millennials are going to now. You still live in Kansas City. Is that right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I live just outside the city.
So what's happening in Kansas City? Is it sort of becoming like an Austin, kind of like a mecca now for millennials and tech people? Is that why you're there? Or is it just that was your hometown and you're just staying there? No matter what.
The truth is, Kansas City is actually a great place to live. It is super cheap to live here. We have Google Fiber, which is a lot of the reason you're seeing the tech companies come out here. Is you're talking about blazing fast internet that costs almost nothing. You have a really good. It's a pretty safe place to live and raise a family. It's quiet. So there's lots of really great reasons to move to Kansas City. I happen to want to live anywhere else because I don't like the heat or the humidity, but because we have so much family here and everything, it just makes sense. And after I started building my business here, well, now half of the people that I employ are here locally and the other half are all over the United States. But I kind of planted, set my roots down here and returned here after I got out of the Marines and haven't really left.
Wow. You know, I was in Kansas City, it probably was 15 years ago, on a book tour. That was the last time I was there, and I really liked it. A little bit cold in the winter for me, but otherwise, I've always liked Kansas City. One of my friend's sons just moved this weekend, left Florida, just like my son did, left Florida for Kansas City. Wants to live the rest of his life out in Kansas City.
There's a little bit of everything out here. If you kind of like that little granola vibe, we've got areas in Westport where that happens, and they've got a great downtown. And so there's a lot of things going for the city, and it's not a bad place at all.
So the website is jasonstapleton.com. We're going to start with that and make sure everybody knows how to get in touch with you, jasonstapleton.com. So I was listening to some of your podcasts, and after the break, I want to talk with you about start getting into some issues, you know, Charlottesville, Trump, tearing down Confederate statues, all those kinds of things. But before we do that, tell me a little bit about the media that you're doing, because you mentioned something about a TV show. Have a TV show, or is that in the works? And what's that going to be about?
Yeah, I'm filming that TV show right now. I can't actually say anything about it. They got me under all kinds of
non-disclosure. You'd have to kill us, right, if you told us?
The networks just got me under a non-disclosure, but I told them, I said, because they didn't want me saying anything about it, and I said, well, I got almost 40,000 listeners a day. I said, I have to tell them something. Like, I can't just disappear for weeks on end. And they said, well, okay, you can tell them you're doing a TV show, but that's all you can tell them. So,
just enough to make us want to ask what it is,
right,
and then tell
exactly,
us we can't know.
Enough, yeah, just enough to have this uncomfortable conversation all the time. But it's you know what happened was, I was doing the show and I got a call from the network about a year ago, and they asked me to do a pilot, and I did, and that show never took off, but I guess they liked me, so they called me again and they said, hey, we got something else we think you'd be good for, and they asked me to come out. And of course, one of the things I love about life is I put myself in a position where I only have to do things that I want to do now, and I get to do things like go do a TV show and sit with you and talk and do a podcast. It's just things that interest me, and I lead a very blessed life, and I'm deeply grateful for that.
It's great, and I was listening to a podcast of yours this morning, and the title of this, The Thousand Yard Stare of My Cubicle Neighbors, and you and I don't know who the gentleman was that was on with
Darren,
you. Co-host. We're talking about like the suicidal, depressive look of some of these folks that work across the hall from you in the same building, and you so accurately describe where so many young people are at. You've got to decide in your senior year in college, in high school, where you're going to college. Then you got to go out and get $100,000 in loans, which is going to take you the rest of your life to pay back, and you got to figure out what you're going to do for the rest of your life right then and there. And you sort of get trapped into this lane that you can't get out of. And I think that might be part of the allure of someone like you is that, hey, there's a lot more things that you can do, a lot more choices. Trade the Forex, start a podcast, start your own TV show. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about kind of the behind the scenes, his business ventures, all of that. Then we'll get into some interesting topics in the news, including some interesting thoughts he has on Charlottesville. All that and more on this edition of Jim Paris Live. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our guest this hour is Jason Stapleton. The website is jasonstapleton.com. You can get there and get to, he's got some online courses. You can also find a variety of ways to follow him on social media and also access his podcast. So, Jason, before the break, we were talking about this episode that you put up about a week ago called The Thousand-Yard Stare of My Cubicle Neighbors. And you sort of laid out what is reality for a lot of young people today. You're forced in high school to pick a major, and then you go into all this debt. You go to college, you have this debt over your head for the rest of your life. You end up being forced probably by family to pick one of these so-called practical careers like being an accountant or a lawyer or a tech person or something like this. And then you're stuck. It's kind of like your life is over. Might as well get sized for a casket at that point. So tell us a little bit more about your life philosophy and advice you might give to young people that might be getting railroaded in that same way.
Yeah, and I think that at the end of the day, and don't forget, you know, normally getting married in a lot of places, that's what you do. You go to college, you get married, you have a couple of kids, and then you're really screwed if you want to try and break out and do something different or change your life. And I happen to believe I spent a lot of years getting shot at and getting blown up. And you know, I come back here now and I have the opportunity to make a lot of money doing something that I love doing. And I have always believed that life was meant to be lived abundantly, that, you know, there's no reason for us in 2017 to go through to live our lives doing things that we hate for people we don't respect when we could be doing something that we love. And so what I try and do with my show, because my show is very much focused on the liberty-based idea of free markets and individual responsibility. And one of the things I try to do on the show is express to people, look, part of that means being having control of your own income. Part of being truly free is understanding that you can provide for yourself and that you're not reliant on someone else. Now, if you love what you do and you love working for someone else, then I'm not telling you to go change. But what I am saying is if you're unhappy in the life that you've created for yourself, that can be changed. It can be changed at any age. And there's no reason for you to live that way when there are so many opportunities. And what I try and do is I try and teach people who want to learn how to do that, how to do it.
Yeah. And you think the college degree is going to go away at some point here? It seems like more and more people are looking at these like 1 and 2 year certificate programs and learning. My wife told me they're starting in our county here, Flagler County, Florida. They're starting computer programming for kindergarten age.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing. I'll tell you what I think about it, because I sat this weekend with a brilliant young lady who is going to be getting out of college next year, and she's looking for a job, and she wants to come and work for me. And we sat down and we talked for a long time, and I found her to be fantastic. And one of the things that we talked about was we talked a little bit about what she was learning in school, but I'm not really interested in that. I have no care or concern for what anybody learns in school, but partly because I never went to college, and so I'm not sure I would really understand what all is involved in the learning of the education. But I kept asking her. She said, "Well, I worked on this project, I worked on that project." And I said, "Well, do you have it? Can you send it to me? Because what I'm interested in is the byproduct of what your education created, not the education itself." So when I hire young people, one of the first things I ask them is, if I'm hiring a graphic designer who's straight out of school, I say, send me your portfolio. If I'm going to hire somebody to handle my social media marketing, I'm going to want to see, okay, show me the other things that you have worked on. Show me the growth that you've created in other online media, right? So what kids are going to have to learn is that where the education used to be the door opens because now you have the education and now the job is waiting for you, that's not going to be the case moving forward. You're really going to have to showcase what you can do with what you've learned.
Very good. Now, tell us about the podcast. You said you have 40,000 people a day listening. I want to know, is it a live podcast? Is it recorded? Is it every day, like 7 days a week? Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, we're off a little on the 40,000. When we were having that discussion, it was back when we had just gotten done with the elections. So election content, a political show falls off a little bit, but we're running somewhere around 25,000 or 30,000 a day now, and it's a 5-day a week show. And we talk for an hour a day, and it is done live. And so I have a studio that I built in my my office down in Lenexa here in outside of Kansas City, and we spend an hour a day talking about the news of the day. And I have five basic principles that I base, you know, my personal life philosophy on, and I call them the five principles of liberty, and they are individualism, free markets, peace, tolerance, I just forgot the fifth one. Limited government, individualism, peace, tolerance, and free markets. Those are the five. So we talk about the news as it relates to how do we create a freer and more prosperous society for everyone.
Yeah, and I really loved your analysis, which I guess we're going to push that into our next segment about Charlottesville. I want to have you kind of break that down for us because it's like the media has just gone insane. But before we run out of time in this segment, a couple of minutes left here, tell me about the so you've got some online courses. I see you have one that's coming on podcasting, which that one looks terrific. Then you've got one here on how to start an online business, but then you also teach people how to trade foreign currency. So tell us a little bit about some of those kinds of opportunities that people might want to get in touch with you on.
Yeah, they can if they want to. It's not for everybody, but what I want to try and do is I want to try and teach people how to control the source of their income. Now, whether that's their investment income or whether it's their business income, podcasting has been an incredibly profitable venture for me and really a labor of love. And so one of the things that I see a lot of podcasters do is everybody comes in with very high hopes of what they're going to be able to do. They're going to get their message out. People are going to love them, and they pour their heart and soul into this thing. And then it doesn't sell, nobody's listening and they don't understand why. And when I started my thing, I went looking for the answer to how you do it, and nobody has the answer. And what I've been able to do is I've been able to create a formula for how you grow a podcast. And so that's what I'm going to be teaching people as I build out the course.
Wow, that's tremendous. And I've always told people, you know, podcasting is a great thing to do. I separately from this show, this live show, which also goes out as a podcast, I've done some different podcasts over the years, and it's kind of a different format than live radio, but you really can develop a tremendous following. I mean, the emails I get from people over the years, they listen to me every day when they're at the gym or when they're driving in to work. It seems like podcasting has really started to follow people, you know, away from their desktop computer to all kinds of other formats, especially now since we've got the iPhones and the Android phones and all the apps.
Absolutely.
And those sorts of things. So for people that want to get information on all of that, that's also at jasonstapleton.com. And is that where they find the trading? Do they want to learn how to trade the Forex markets as well?
No, the trading business is at tradeempowered.com, and they can go check that out, tradeempowered.com. There's lots of stuff there. I don't do a lot of teaching at Trade Empowered anymore because I've recruited and trained some really good traders who handle most of that for me. But if you're interested in that kind of thing and learning how to, you know, how to manage your own money and how to trade your own money, then I think that's probably the best place you could go.
So I'm going to hit you with a quick question here, 10 seconds. Do you like Bitcoin or not?
I love it as a cryptocurrency, yeah.
You love it. Okay, cool, because I'm a Bitcoin guy myself too. So, all right, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Then we'll get into some of these issues, Charlottesville and other issues. What's happening with Trump? Has CNN gone insane? All of that and more on Jim Paris Live. We'll be back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit solark.us to see EMP testing. That's solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, Jason Stapleton is here. His website is jasonstapleton.com. I'm getting a lot of emails. I'm not going to do open line questions during this interview. I got too many of my own questions, folks, so you'll have to forgive me. But somebody's asking about the podcasting course. So if you want to get to that, what you do is you go to jasonstapleton.com, top of the page, click on courses, and it says coming soon. So there's a button there. You can click on that, and then you'll get an email notifying you.
Yeah, just get on the email list. I'll notify everybody when it comes out. I actually have to build it still, so it's
okay. No worries. Well, you're doing the right thing, getting kind of a pre-sell list together for that. And you're going to talk in there too about monetization. Was that a tough thing for you as a podcaster? Because you always hear the story. You know, I'm with a radio network. I've got a radio studio built in my house, so this is more traditional radio, and we get part of the revenue from the ads that run on the show. And so I'm in a little bit of a better position than a podcaster would be. But is it tough for a lot of people to figure out how to turn a following into money that they can live on?
Well, it's pretty easy. Once you have the following, it becomes money. I mean, I have I'm straight up with everybody. My podcast generates somewhere in the neighborhood of $20,000 a month, and so you know it's good money if you can get the audience up. The problem is most people don't have the audience, and so you got to build the audience first. And if you can do that, there are actually ways to monetize before you have a large audience. And one of the things I'm going to cover in the course is how you do that. How do you start making money with it early on. And there's a variety of things you can do depending on what your goals are. So if you have a program or a course that you teach or offer, that's a way to do it. I ended up starting out right out of the gate because of the type of content I produced. I was able to generate $3,000 to $5,000 a month in revenue just simply by asking people to donate $5 if they liked the show. So $5 a month, and because it was really kind of politically motivated to the liberty and libertarian wing of ideology, lots of people wanted to support the show financially just because they liked the message. So
Yeah, that's kind of the new model too. A lot of people are doing that. Now, are you officially a quote-unquote nonprofit then, or can you just take donations?
No,
as a
for-profit. We're taxed on all that. No, I pay the government on all of that money. So no, we're not.
Yeah, I know that's sort of the new trend. Like a lot of these, I think it's a Daily Caller is a nonprofit news foundation. That's sort of some interesting ways that people are setting up. These businesses.
I'm a terribly greedy capitalist, and so I don't want to be a nonprofit. I want to be a for profit, and I took donations in the beginning because we were growing and I needed it to help grow the show. But as soon as we became cash flow positive, I canceled everyone's donation. And there's a few of them that still slip through. People still somehow managed to get on a donation list, but it's minuscule now.
Very, very cool. All right, great. And that's you know you got a real fan if somebody's willing to put some money in there too. That's tremendous. All right, yeah. One last quick question before we get into issues. What are your thoughts about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency? Do you think this is this like the game changer? Like people are saying now, goodbye to money. It's now all about cryptocurrency. The internet has changed yet another thing, and now it's like a done deal. It's done. It's no. There's all of our money's gone, and now we're into crypto. Currency. Are we there yet? Can we assume that it's the point, we're past the point of no return now? It's cryptocurrency, and you're a fool to not get in on a few of these.
Well, yeah, I get a bad rap about cryptocurrency and about Bitcoin in particular because people ask me about investing in it. And I say, well, I don't want to invest in Bitcoin because it's very volatile. And so if you're doing it just for investment purposes, I think it's a terrible investment. If you're doing it because you actually want to use cryptocurrencies as a means of exchange, then I think it's great. And I think the future for cryptocurrencies is good. But I worry about losing physical currency. One of the ways, I'll just give you an example. So one of the ways that the government can control the citizenry is by simply outlawing cash. You see them trying to do it now. And one of the things that really scares me is that when all of your money is just ones and zeros in a bank account and you can't actually physically take that money out and control it, then the government, the amount of money that you have is directly tied to how much freedom you have. And so if the government controls essentially all of your money and with the stroke of a computer key can wipe you out, this is a serious problem.
Can you imagine? Somebody gave a scenario like let's say there's a crowd assembled, and some voice comes out over a speaker and says, "We know who all of you are through facial identification, and we're going to start deleting 10% of your net worth every 5 minutes that you don't disperse, beginning now."
Well, I think about something even simpler, right? Something less kind of Orwellian. Let's just say that the government finally finds itself in a position where it can no longer pay its debts. It just continues to rack up a mountain of debt, which we've already seen $20 trillion, $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities. This ship is going to sink at some point. And the government just says, you know what? We're going to outlaw currency. And then, hey, listen, we need this money in order to keep this machine running. And so we're just going to clean out 50% of everything that you have, and every American citizen is going to lose 50% of everything that they have, and we're going to use that money because we have to, because this is an emergency. I mean, that's a very real possibility.
And that's not something that's crazy. I mean, that's called it's called a bail-in. It happened in Cyprus.
Yes, banks do it all the time.
Yeah,
they did it
in
Greece, right? There are bail-ins all the time. Every time a bank gets in trouble. And so that is a very real possibility. And so before, I love the idea of a currency that the government doesn't control. The problem is when Bitcoin gets big enough, the government will simply come in and tax it and regulate it like they do every other currency.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, so let's talk about what's going on present day in the news. And I want to start with CNN because I have always known that CNN was left-leaning. You'd have to be a fool to not know that it's left-leaning. But CNN used to still report like on things like so many people died in a fire in, you know, St. Louis, or this election is going on in California. They had other news. Now it's 100% about Trump. There is nothing else but just Trump news. They don't even tell you about the weather anymore unless there's like a hurricane coming in. You don't even get weather. You don't get sports. You don't get anything but Trump. And now I've got that CNN app on my phone, and they're now putting out news alerts. I got two of them just this weekend about events that are being canceled at Trump hotels and resorts. And I'm thinking, this isn't news, you know, to tell me that a certain, you know, nonprofit is canceling something at Mar-a-Lago. They're clearly going after him personally. Tell us what your view is on what CNN has become at this point.
Yeah, CNN is well, that's propaganda. And I think CNN is just dishonest. And for your audience who may largely be conservative, just to let you know, I tend to think most media is dishonest, right? So Fox News is in my opinion, incredibly slanted to the right, and MSNBC slanted to the left. And I tend to watch both. So when I'm getting my morning news, I'm catching MSNBC. And in the afternoon, I catch Fox News and look at the disparity between the two. And I try and use that in my show to create a clear picture for everyone and say, this is what these guys are saying. This is what these guys are saying. Here's what the truth is. Here's the reality. And so I'm not a guy who is strictly right wing or left wing. Right. And I can tell you, I spent 2 weeks doing nothing but watching CNN, and I can tell you they're incredibly dishonest. And I will not listen. They're
like a guy like Don Lemon. I'm thinking to myself, you take like just one show and you put it in like a journalism class and you say, this is not how you do it. We used to have this idea of just delivering information was the news, was the information. But now it's all advocacy for one side or the other. And we've lost journalism, haven't we?
Yeah, it's propaganda for one political party over another, and I think that's where we fall short as citizens of this country, is that we pick a side, and that's dangerous. You know, my team is liberty. Where you stand with liberty, I'll stand with you. Where you believe in free markets and a man's right to disagree and a man's right to seek his own future free from obstruction, then we're going to agree, right? And I'm going to support you, and I don't care whether you wear a blue tie or a red tie. I don't care what your party affiliation is. And we spend too much time, you know, defending our own team when our team sometimes is wrong.
Yeah, because you've got to have principles, and it's the principles that you defend and you don't change. It's not these different politicians, because Trump's going to be wrong on a given day, probably hopefully a lot less than Hillary would be wrong. But in any case, we have who we have, an imperfect human being as president. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Charlottesville, some interesting insights on that. Stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Jason Stapleton is here. His website, jasonstapleton.com. You can find him on social media and also his podcast, which has a huge following, including my daughter, who is a 27-year-old high school math teacher who just loves this guy's podcast. I texted her today and I said, "Joy, Jason Stapleton's on the show tonight." She's, "Oh, that's so exciting." So she's one of your big fans. So let's talk about Charlottesville. She is. She's the one. Yeah.
Right.
Let's talk about Charlottesville here. I don't know. I didn't even know this was happening until it was happening. It was like I'm getting these texts that there's a state of emergency in Charlottesville, and I'm thinking, well, where's Charlottesville? Is that Charlotte, North Carolina? No, it's Charlottesville. It's in Virginia. The governor's there. There's a massive police presence. There's rioting going on. They're tearing down a Confederate statue. And I felt like somehow I had gone asleep and been awakened in the middle of some crisis. I heard nothing about any buildup to this. It was just like, boom, this thing is happening. And then when you find out that it's all about a statue from the Civil War era, and I'm just scratching my head, this seems somewhat like contrived. Like somebody said, you know what? It's time for a riot. Let's do something here. Because there's nothing happening. There's no election right now, campaign that's going on. Where did this come from?
Well, if you want my honest opinion about it, I think that the white nationalists, the Nazis, if you want to call whatever you want to call them, right? They're a mixed bag of people, but they all tend to fall into this kind of white power group. Decided that they were going to use the taking down and the removing of this Robert E. Lee statue as a chance to show their force and show their numbers, and they managed to get a few hundred people out to protest it and scream things like "the Jews will not replace us" and eliminate the blacks or whatever they were saying. And in response to that, you had this Antifa group, which is really nothing more than a free speech hating left-wing radical group, came out and attempted to silence the white power group. And the two of them got into a fight. I don't know who started it, but I think it was orchestrated to become a fight. I think that the white power group hoped that it would. And I think that Antifa responded the way they always do and tried to shut them down. And instead, what they had was a real big mess on their hands.
Now, so you then would think Trump was correct in what he initially said, which is that there was blame on both sides. And then that got converted into Trump was supporting the white supremacist to now he's actually a white supremacist and a Nazi himself, because that's what he initially said.
This is what I want. This is what your audience needs to understand. These are both terrible groups, right? They are both terrible, terrible groups. This Antifa group, the one that decided that they were going to fight the white power group, Antifa is, they think they've got a monopoly on who should be allowed to say what. And if you say something that they don't like, they are the group that comes out and physically assaults you to shut you up. So the idea that you have one side that is wearing a white hat and another side that's wearing a black hat, these are just, one of them is a Nazi group and the other one is a communist group. They're both terrible groups of people. And when the president came out and he said, listen, we condemn the violence on both sides, that's because there was violence on both sides. I don't even particularly like the president, but he said nothing wrong. There was nothing inaccurate about that statement. And unfortunately, the left-wing media seized on that and chose to spin him as some sort of white nationalist, which I don't know. He's got Bannon in there in the White House, so maybe he is. His comment itself had was absolutely spot on.
Yeah, interesting, because I had listened back to his initial statement and I didn't see any problem with it at all, but you know, it got spun into this big ordeal. People are now giving back their Liberty University degrees. I don't know if you saw that story. I mean, what?
This is so ridiculous, because here's the way I look at this, right? That monument to Robert E. Lee was erected with your tax dollars. And my opinion is the government's got no business erecting monuments to its heroes with your money. Right. That's not a good use of tax dollars. So if a private citizen wants to put up a statue of Robert E. Lee in their backyard and they want to circle around and worship it wearing white robes, that's their right as human beings. It makes them terrible people, but it doesn't make them criminals. Right. But if the government decides it wants to take down a statue that it erected with your money, then let them. And just make sure they don't erect any more statues. This is one of the stupidest things that I can possibly think of. And what's sad is that you actually have Americans who are picking one terrible group over another terrible group instead of saying, all of you are crazy. This is ridiculous. I refuse to be a party to this. And all of you can go home.
Yeah, absolutely. Great thoughts on that. And that episode, by the way, folks, was his most recent episode of the podcast, which was put up there just a couple of days ago. If you want to listen to that, it's episode number 641 of the Jason Stapleton program. So you said something earlier that I took note of, but a lot of people don't know this, that actually our national debt is not the $20 trillion, as if that were not bad enough, but you actually do some drill down and look into the numbers. Some economists say 120 trillion. Some say as much as 200 trillion when you add in all of the unfunded liabilities. And then you have, I know you have a recent episode here from July on Social Security. The news story that came out in July was that in not too many years, I think in like 5 or 6 years, Social Security will be actually paying out more than it has coming in. And since it is a verified Ponzi scheme, that means that there's problems when you have more going out than coming in. So where do you stand on I try to not be like the end of the world is coming, start freeze drying food, start building, a bunker. I don't want to go down that road only because I never wanted to be a kook like that. Although those kooks are starting to look like the smartest people in the room when you look at the real numbers. But I posted this on Social Security on all my social media, and I had people laughing at me, making fun of me, saying the government will never stop paying Social Security, stop being, so so concerned about something that's never going to happen. Your thoughts?
Well, they're probably right about that. The question is, where do they get the money to keep paying for it, right? Because the government only gets money in a few ways. Number one, they can tax you more, which they will likely do. Number two is that they can borrow the money. And number three is that they can create themselves a little bit of leeway by creating inflation, so by printing money. So those are the three ways that the government can get itself out of the Social Security mess. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, as you get older, they're going to have to lengthen the time out. I think that is relatively unlikely, too. We may see a little bit of that, some gradual creep. But the problem is, if you look at who votes in America, it ain't the kids coming out of college. It's the 45 and above crowd. Those are the folks the people who are actually getting all of these benefits, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, they're the ones who are going to the voting booth. And so these guys are not just going to slit their own throats in Washington by changing all of these programs. What they're going to end up doing is they'll either borrow the money or they'll increase taxes on working Americans in order to pay for it. And so either way, you're screwed. And
right, because if you get like a $2,000 check and it's only worth like $800 because they printed so much money that we're like the Weimar Republic, then they have very cleverly stolen from you. You can say, wait a minute, where's my $2,000 check? Here it is. You got your check just as promised.
Yeah, it only buys a third of what it used to. Right.
Right.
That is highly likely to be something that occurs in the future. I mean, one of the things we look at in the stock market is we know the stock market is going up right now, not because people are investing, but because central banks like the Swiss National Bank are actually printing money. They're creating money out of thin air, and they're buying U.S. stocks with it. And the reason that they're doing that is because that's the only place they can get a return on their investment. Because right now in Sweden, in Switzerland, you have negative income rates. So they've got negative yields. And so
rates are so low here. As soon as rates start ticking up, money starts coming out of the markets. That's insane.
Right.
So on the national debt, this $200 trillion with the unfunded liabilities, and there's so many stories. I didn't even get to this in the first hour, but apparently one of the fire department pensions in a suburb of Chicago is going bankrupt. That was in the news today. What's going to happen to the pension systems? The Chicago, Illinois, the Chicago teachers, the Illinois state pension program is like 50% underfunded. Are people just not going to get their pensions in these different states that are going under?
That's exactly what's going to happen. They are just going to get screwed. The government, because unlike the federal government, the states don't have the ability to print money. And so eventually they're going to have to go to these people that they have made all of these promises to when times were good and say, we can't do this anymore. And you're going to have to accept only a fraction of what we promised you. And too bad. Hopefully they need Walmart greeters.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Fascinating hour. Jason Stapleton, the website, jasonstapleton.com. I'm now going to be a regular listener to your podcast, sir. So be sure you do one every day, even if that TV show takes off.
Thank you, sir. It was a blast.
All right. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. We'll talk to you next week. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.